great visitor today that showed up to practice. We invited him in, and he came up from Orlando. So Lou Holtz was there, so he addressed the team. It was great to have somebody who's done so much for the game of football, so much for players and coaches in the league and in college. So it was great to have him there. And I know he addressed the team, and the team appreciated him. So a good day. It's our first day of really fully preparing for a game-like situation like we're coming up to on Sunday. So it's competition Wednesday. Really, the idea is that the always compete motto of one-on-ones. You see one-on-ones with receivers, DBs, O-line, and D-line. And really, you know, that making sure our skills stay sharp. So it was a good practice, good intro period.
Were Lee and Yeldon that day's off?
Yes, bet days off.
Okay, and then how did Beecham respond after going yesterday?
He did pretty good. It'd be interesting to see what I find out, but he took quite a few reps today, you know, and even in the one-on-ones, you know, when he was going against O-line or D-linemen. So, you know, the arrow continues to be up for him. So we'll see how he progresses through the week.
So he did the one-on-one pass protection?
He was in there some.
Was that a breakthrough? Because he probably didn't do it yesterday.
No.
Did you like?
Yeah, I mean, he was in there, you know, and he worked, there were some games that we worked on as well. So, yeah, I said, we'll just take a look at it on film, and it's more so where he's at. And, you know, like I said, his attitude's great about it. He's gaining confidence every day.
So it feels like you've maybe turned that corner.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Mm-hmm. You know, all evidence is good evidence.
Did you ask, you get any input on getting Cincinnati here for your third preseason game with their offense as a tune-up for your defense? I mean, that, it seems like that works out really well.
Yeah, it really is. Both offensively and defensively. Very stout up front defensively, so it presents a lot of different challenges than we face. And then offensively, very talented offensive line. The best all-line we've seen as a group. You know, so it's a great challenge for us.
So with as many new participants on the defensive side of the ball, starters or whatever, it would seem like this is a great challenge for you.
Great challenge. You know, our mindset is still, hey, we still have a couple weeks. Let's not miss anything now in practice. But it'll be a great opportunity for us. You know, we put in a lot of the game plan, but it's not like a regular season game, but just more the process of how we're going to go about doing it.
What was Lou Holtz's message to the team that you'll share?
He just was real quick. You know, it's just about, you know, a lot of things in life are simple. Let's not make this game complicated. And when you do that, you have the chance to be your best.
How has Jalen been in practice since his performance against the Bucks?
Very good. I would say that his routine, he has a great deal of confidence now in what he needs to do prior to practice to go out there and perform. And, you know, he's just on a good rhythm right now. He's playing inside, he plays outside, he's getting quite a few reps, and I think he's in a pretty good groove right now.
How's your depth at tight end behind Julius and Mercedes, in your opinion?
Good. We like those. We believe it's a good group. Good group of tight ends.
How is Miles' spirit? Because he's probably used to starting his whole
life. Yeah. You know what? It is interesting. He is taking in so much, and he's learning so much. In his mind, it's like the game's slowing down a little bit now for him. And, you know, we put him in a difficult spot. The Mike is a challenging spot. But with the hopes that if you learn Mike, you really know the other positions as well. So he went through a challenging time there, but he looked for him to get some reps with the ones this week.
Hey, Titan, what's the separation like between three and five there?
It's different because they got different skill sets, you know. So you look at, you know, and that's the challenge for Ole and the offensive staff is to look at what they do well and when they're in there, you know, try to utilize those skills. But they're different. They're different in what they excel at. So that's what we have to look at. And also, those guys got to play special teams. You know, the importance of special teams for them. So all that will be calculated in.
Follow up with Beecham. Is it more about consistency or is pain tolerance as to whether you decide for him to play against the Bengals?
I think it's, you know, like today, he worked through it. Whatever, you know, he went through it the first day and maybe had a little pain. You know, I think it was, I didn't ask him on that part. He just said he felt good. But whatever he's going through, it's great to work through it. And I think that builds great mental toughness, great confidence in what he can do. And you just see him every day progressing. And, you know, that part's good. I'm very pleased that we didn't do it too fast.
Coach, what will determine how long the starters go? Will it be the game itself, or do you have a predetermined amount of snaps?
Yeah, we have a predetermined. You know, we'll also look at snap count. You know, and so we have those two things. We'd really like for him to come out of the locker room and go into the third quarter.